This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachelor. New World Report with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. And we're joined by our good colleague, Joseph Umar, of Secure Free Society, to comment on the trouble in Ecuador. When last we left the new president, Noboa, he was overwhelmed with crisis in a port city. A week later, there's not so much violence, but there's a lot of doubt about Ecuador. It is now the number two origin of migrants moving through the Darien Gap for the United States, people fleeing the country. So, Joseph, a very good morning to you. Of striking note last week at the end, Ecuadorian prosecutor tasked to investigate the TV takeover was killed by a gang. Can you help us understand, is Noboa handling this? Does he need outside help? The army was deployed and immediately the gunfire stopped, but that doesn't mean it's solved. Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John. Ecuador is one of the situations in Latin America that perhaps has the most urgent need for security. All of Latin America has experienced this to various levels, but Ecuador's had one of the worst explosions of transnational organized crime in the last several years. We remember the assassination of Fernando Villavicencio, presidential candidate that was brutally assassinated while he was on the campaign last year. Recently, I think most people saw the images of the gangs that were basically taking over the TV stations, attacking universities, and basically just running rampant throughout Guayaquil and other parts of the country. And if you follow Ecuador consistently, you know that this isn't happening overnight. This is incremental, but it's happening in the wrong direction. What I'll say to this is, I think Daniel Noboa is doing some things that are correct. I think he's taking a harsher stance on penalties for these drug traffickers and these transnational criminal organizations. But I think the other part of this, he has to understand that countering transnational organized crime is more than just security in its traditional sense. It's very multidimensional. He needs to engage on many different levels, including information, including narratives, including the media. But also, I would say he needs to ensure that his government completely has a unity of effort. And that's one of the things I think that we're closely paying attention to, because whether this is rumors or reported or however this is being interpreted, it's not clear that there's a unity of effort between even the president and the vice president, President Daniel Noboa and his vice president, Veronica Abad. And I think that if that's not the case, if they're not unified, that they need to start getting unified very quickly. But if they are, and there's a false image of that or false reporting on that, they need to correct that image. And I think that that's a big part of what's going to happen. And the second part, John, I think, is the twin sister of drug trafficking is money laundering. And that's the other aspect that he has to attack. He can't just go after the drug seizures, the shipments, the cocaine that's flooding through his country. Ecuador is a transit point for most of the cocaine now that's going into Europe. But he has to go after the money that gives that drug trafficking the oxygen it needs to basically be able to be moved throughout the world. And Ecuador has become a money laundering hub for this for many reasons. And that's also something that didn't happen overnight. It's been incremental. If Guayaquil, the port of Guayaquil in particular, has become the main transshipment hub for cocaine going into Europe, and then Quito has become the main money laundering hub for those drug cartels, particularly the Albanian mafia, that have been basically using much of the financial apparatus in Ecuador to launder the proceeds of the massive drugs and cocaine that they're exporting around the world.
You're describing a failed state. Is it too early to declare that, Joseph?
We have a new government. They just got inaugurated late last year in November. You got to give them some time. They're an interim government, so they're going to have an election coming up in 2025. So I do say it's a little bit early to call it a failed state, but it's definitely moving in failed state direction. The transnational criminal organizations, they are taking controls of vast swaths of territory inside the country. The police, which I have a lot of respect for the Ecuadorian police, but we have to call an ace, a spade a spade. And that's that there's a lot of corruption inside the Ecuadorian police. And so that has to be rooted out. So unless things are improved drastically this year, by the time it gets to its election in 2025, Ecuador may be in failed state status.
And Ernesto, your thoughts about a state such as Ecuador? It's a small state, never rich. What will have to happen for it to be failed? What will have to happen for it to be rescued?
Well, John, as in everything in life, they need to face the real problems that are threatening them, and with international help, especially when you deal with a smaller country with can help all the problems for themselves. I would say that they will succeed or fail according to those parameters. One, if they have the good diagnosis of the problem, and two, if they have international help. What is the problem? Obviously, is international crime, drug trafficking associated with a socialist left-wing political project for Latin America. We cannot ignore that. That comes from Cuba, that comes from Venezuela, that comes now from Colombia, that has now the help of Brazil. So that's what has to be addressed. You cannot swipe that in, under the carpet and solve the problem. And two, well, the international community must understand that. What do you have there? Not only Ecuador and the government fighting some gangs, you have a project for real democracy in Latin America against the project for narco-socialism in Latin America. And the world has to decide. They have to look at things as they are. If I may add, it was very interesting to see in one of the Davos panel last week, you had Petro, president of Colombia, the foreign minister of Ecuador, and the chief justice of the Brazilian Supreme Court in the same panel. Petro was saying that, in order to win the war on drugs, you have to have the war, right? So, and it's a social issue. It's a historical issue. It has to do with poverty, organized crime. Brazilian Supreme Court, Barroso said the same thing, basically. It's a social issue. And you had the foreign minister of Ecuador saying, no, it's organized crime with all the political backing that they have.
It's not root causes, it's gangsters with guns. Ernesto Araújo in Brazil, on Brazil. Joseph Umar on Ecuador. We're moving to the border of the United States. New World Report. I'm John Marsh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.